9:17 is the time.
You're playing cool music.
I'm not a... No, I am a boomer.
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street.
Al Haig.
It made sense to me. I mean, he was the classic. I'm in charge here.
I know.
I mean, it's a legitimate historical perspective.
Yeah, he was quoted for decades. I know.
Hello.
In that situation.
Hey, Peter, you're a boomer.
But I stood up for boomers. I stood up for all of us, by God.
Hey, listen. Here comes the telephone right now. We are going to head to the, we're going to head to the front lines of this coronavirus pandemic.
Put my gloves on?
No. We clean this studio religiously every day.
Okay.
And that's a good thing to do. We're going to check in with others that, may be more front line than we are. And joining us here this morning from Concord Hospital, Dr. Christopher Fore. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm happy to have you. Happy you could carve a little time out for us. Tell me about, preparations going on for any kind of surge at Concord Hospital. We've kind of had to shift things midstream over this last month.
We certainly have. So I appreciate the opportunity to speak to members of the community, and we've received a lot of questions regarding what have we done to prepare. So I'd say the first thing that we did and really the foundation of our response has been to spool up what we call incident command. So incident command is essentially a way to control operations and to place things into a central location where we can identify standardized communication and standardized lines of sight of who's doing what and to what effect. So that structure has been in place for just under 2 months at this point.
Okay.
And we have essentially transformed the organization from normal operations to crisis operations. So the first thing that we've done is really a lot of infrastructure updates. So we have dramatically increased the number of negative pressure rooms that would be appropriate for treating patients with COVID-19.
Nice.
We normally have about 20 such spaces. We've increased that capacity to 80.
Wow.
So at the same time, we have actually increased our ability to run 49 ventilators. We're really hoping not to ever have to do that, but in a crisis situation, we could run just under 50 ventilators at any given time.
Right. Wow.
That's actually a lot to do with technology and machinery, but also people to do that work as well.
Right, because it's not just the machines that work themselves. We need the people to work the machines.
Totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah.
We've also essentially turned off elective surgeries for everybody's safety and also to preserve PPE and institutional capacity. We're just now starting to reevaluate how do you turn that process back on. But we did, just over 4 weeks ago, essentially turn off elective surgical volume to help us prepare for what we feared would be a surge of patients.
Right. Right, but which is tough to do because it's not like you guys are a profit center. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Because we're not. Hey, no, don't worry about it. The hospital's fat; they've got tons of money. That's not normally how it works. So it was really kind of tough to cut off the revenue.
Yeah, definitely. I think even the most cautious estimates really would show that across the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. There's probably close to $200 million a month in lost revenues across the systems from reducing those cases. And again, majority of healthcare organizations, acute care hospitals in the state, are not for profit.
Right.
With very thin margins, much thinner margins than most businesses. We're talking almost always single percentage points. So turning off that elective volume was something that we felt we needed to do as a mission-driven organization, but was certainly something that will have a lasting impact and cause a lot of harm to hospitals like ours.
Yeah, during the situation that we're in right now, because it's an emergency, you have to hope for the best, but really prepare for the absolute worst.
Yeah, completely agree, and I think that's something we can all be proud of here locally, is that this organization really has gone above and beyond and really tried to do everything we could to prepare. We knew that failure would not be an option when it came to preparing to treat patients with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We have thankfully not had the surge we expected. It does appear that containment is having a very positive effect on number of cases and people requiring hospitalizations or critical care.
Yeah.
We continue to hope that that continues on. So.
Right. Now I'm here. You're hearing a lot of stories now about people that are fearful of going to the hospital, and therefore maybe they're experiencing things that would normally bring them to the hospital. I mean, really, you're still open if something happens to somebody.
Yeah, so the best advice I would give to folks and members of the community listening to this is we have taken every precaution to make being in an acute care facility as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we can certainly see that from a distance coming to the hospital appears as if you're walking into a hot zone, but I would say that I honestly think my own assessment is there's probably less risk being in an acute care hospital than being anywhere in the community where people congregate, primarily because we've taken exceptional precautions to keep patients separate. So in particular, the reason why all those negative pressure rooms were put together is truly that term negative pressure means that air is actually being drawn into the room and externally vented,
mm-hmm.
so that air from a patient's room doesn't enter the hallway or the adjacent room. We've also cohorted or co-located those patients together and to the extent absolutely feasible away from patients who do not have COVID-19.
Nice.
So our entire East Tower up and down is a, with the exception of the ICU and the emergency department, are areas where there are no COVID patients, and we're towing the line on those rules just to make it as safe as possible. So
right.
I would say if you're having a medical emergency,
right.
please don't stay at home with your stroke.
Don't
stay at home with your heart attack, abdominal pain.
No, I'm sure it'll be gone in the morning. No, don't do that. Don't do that because we don't want to put you at risk either.
Totally agree.
You know, and we, because we need to, you know, we need to care for our own through this and beyond this. And I think, I mean, I really do, of course, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy, but we are going to get through this, and it's okay to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I think it's also okay that we've gotten ourselves ready for just in case.
I completely agree.
You know, I moving forward, hopefully things will change for the better as we move forward. But in the meantime, is the morale good in the hospital? Is everybody feeling good about what they're doing?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think this is a time when healthcare providers once in a while are kind of seen as heroes or the front line in the battle. And I think this is one of those times where the staff of this hospital has really risen to the occasion. I think morale is high. I think we're all proud of the hard work we've done.
That's great.
I also can't say enough about the efforts over at the Surge Hospital, the alternate care site over at the New Hampshire Technical Institute. There are, I believe, 14 such surge sites in the state. We collaborated with LRGH and ours here locally.
That's great.
And great team has done great work to mm-hmm. essentially stand up a field hospital in 2 weeks starting from nothing. And I can't say enough about those people involved, including the Community College System of New Hampshire, who really went above and beyond to make sure that we were prepared.
Well, they're just like us. They live here, they work here, they play here. Here is very important to everyone here.
That's a great perspective. I like that.
We try to be as much about New Hampshire as we possibly can. Listen,
yeah.
I'm not going to keep you from your appointed rounds. Dr. Christopher Ford, thank you from Concord Hospital. Thank you so much for taking time with us. Yeah, hopefully we've put things to rest to anybody that needs to go to the hospital for something other than COVID. But if you do feel a COVID thing coming on, know that you're going to be taken care of in the best places in New Hampshire.
Completely agree. Be safe, everybody. Glad to join you today.
All right, doctor. Thank you so much. All right, Dr. Christopher Ford from Concord Hospital. They are ready and raring to go. And again, we thank them for taking time with us to kind of maybe put some of our fears at rest as we get through this fear and the pandemic and the both that comes with it. All right, more of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.